Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everybody. So we open the meeting at 7 p.m. At the town hall. On ouvre la réunion à l'hôtel de ville à 7 h p.m. On va aller au premier période de questions. First question period. Any questions? Oh, yes?
Newsletter from Lozoff, and I assume your letter also. Will we be talking about that during the meeting?
I will be reading it, and then if you want to ask questions about it at the end of the meeting, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? No questions? For now? No? Okay. We'll continue with the meeting. L'adoption de l'ordre du jour, adoption of the agenda. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Natalia, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Adoption du procès-verbal de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 8 février. Adoption of the minutes of the regular session held on the 8th February. Un proposeur?
Vous avez proposé, mais seulement Manon.
Manon, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Adoption du procès-verbal de la séance extraordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 17 février. Adoption of the minutes of the special session held on February 17, 2022. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur? Natalia, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Approbation des comptes à payer au 8 mars. Approval of the accounts payable as of 8th of March 2022. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
Vous avez proposé, mais seulement Manon.
Manon, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Et que les comptes énumérés, la liste suggérée des comptes à approuver le 8 mars 2022, totalisant 469 510,69 soit approuvé, que leur paiement soit autorisé après vérification finale par le directeur général et le maire. So it's proposed and resolved to approve the payments of accounts listed at the suggested list of March 8, 2022 in the amount of $469,510.69 after verification by the General Director and the Mayor. Autorisation des paiements et factures de 10 000 et plus. Authorization to pay invoices more than $10,000. Proposé par?
Proposé nécessairement,
tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Sur la facture 712 au montant 14 840,51 à Hayes. Facture de 256-311, 256-312 au montant total de 63 334,74 à Asphalt Pavage RF. Facture de 28934 au montant de 15 134,74 pour DRL Baudouin, équipement. Facture 42424 au montant 10 808,35 au garage Benoît Trudeau. Facture au montant de 10 621,87 à la Capitale Assurance. Et la facture au montant de 36 655,97 plus taxes applicables au SAAQ. So it's proposed and resolved. Do I need to go through these in English? Or is everybody okay? Thank you. Programme d'aide à la voirie locale, voilà soutien pour l'insertion d'un poteau sur le chemin à Boca. Local Road Assistance Program, support component for the insertion of a culvert on a Boca Road. Ça, c'est proposé par?
C'est proposé, M. le maire.
Carl, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal confirme son engagement à faire réaliser les travaux admissibles selon les modalités d'application en vigueur, reconnaissant qu'en cas de non-respect de celle-ci, l'aide financière sera résiliée. Certifie que le maire et directeur général sont dûment autorisés à signer tout document ou entendre cet effet avec le ministre du Transport. So it's proposed and resolved municipal council confirm its commitment to have the eligible work carried out according to the terms and conditions in force, recognizing that in the event of non-compliance with these, the financial assistance will be terminated and certifies that the mayor and director general are duly authorized to sign any document or agreement to this effect with the Minister of Transport. Avis de motion, dépôt du règlement numéro RS 6202-03-2022 décrétant une dépense de $1,559,710 et un emprunt de $1,559,710 pour des travaux de réfection de trois ponceaux du chemin à Boca. Ces travaux sont couverts par une subvention montant de $972,601 couvrant 62% de la dépense. Ça, c'est l'avis de motion est donné par?
Moi, Patrice.
Patrice, Il sera adopté une séance suivante, le règlement RS 622-03-2022, décrétant une dépense de 1 559 710 et un emprunt de 1 559 710 pour des travaux de réfection de trois ponceaux du chemin Avocat. Ces travaux sont couverts par une subvention au montant de 972 601, couvrant 62 % des dépenses. Cet avis de motion ainsi que le dépôt du projet de règlement sont faits conformément à la Code municipale du Québec. We don't have that in English, huh?
No, sir.
So this is a notice of motion for an expense of $1,559,710 and a borrowing bylaw for $1,559,710. To do three culverts on the Avoca Road. With that, there's a government grant in the amount of $972,601, which covers 62% of the expenses. Dépôt du projet de règlement numéro RS 622-03-2022. So, ça, c'est. Est-ce qu'on a posé ça ce soir, Marc? Oui. Ça, c'est un projet de règlement. Ça, c'est proposé par Carl. Qui a proposé, a fait l'avis de motion?
On l'a fait lors, c'est l'avis de motion qu'on donne.
Non, mais l'avis de motion a été fait par qui?
Non, c'est l'avis de motion.
C'est le 6.4, on ne l'a pas fait encore, c'est, on est en train de le faire.
OK, c'est ça, c'est le dépôt du projet de règlement.
Le règlement d'emprunt, c'est ça.
Ça, il n'y a pas moyen d'être approuvé à soir.
Non.
Okay. Avis de motion et dépôt du règlement numéro RS 623-03-2022, décrétant une dépense de 1 922 503 et un emprunt de 1 922 503 pour des travaux de réfection au chemin Kilmer et Arrington, ainsi qu'un poste sur le chemin de Rivière-Rouge. Ces travaux sont couverts par une subvention montant à 1 479 437, couvrant 70 % des dépenses. Sur l'avis de motion est donné par la présidente par.
Je vais la donner, M. le maire.
Carl. Qui sera adopté à une séance subséquente, le règlement numéro RE 623-03-2022, décrétant une dépense d'un million. 669 031 $ et un emprunt de 1 669 031 $ pour des travaux de réfection du chemin Kilmer et Arrington. Les dépenses, Marc, ne devraient pas être égales au montant de 1 922 $.
Oui. Les deux, c'est les mêmes.
Oui, mais le.
Dans l'avis de motion, oui, vous avez raison, c'est 1 922 $ qui devrait être au lieu de 1 669 000.
Oui, il y a une erreur, là. So, corriger l'erreur, là. C'est l'avis de motion ainsi que le dépôt du projet de règlement sont faits conformément au Code municipal.
La différence entre les deux est, entre autres, les frais de financement, les taxes nettes et les frais de surveillance du chantier.
So, this is another notice of motion for approval of an expense of $1,922,503 and a borrowing bylaw 1,922,503 for work that's going to be done on the Kilmer and Harrington Front Road and on the Rouge Road. From that, there's $1,479,437 that's coming in as a grant from the government, which covers 77% of the expenses. Puis là, il y a un dépôt de projet de règlement qui va avec ça. Puis je pense que les montants sur le projet, ils sont corrects, non?
Ils sont tous corrigés si jamais il y avait une différence. Et il y a une différence. Non, c'est un.
C'est 1 922 503, ça c'est correct. Puis là, taxe et l'ensemble de valeur pour le solde de 443 aux dépenses engagées.
Ça fait 1 900 000, c'est bon aussi. Donc c'est 443 000 plus 1 479 000.
Donne le total de 1 922 $.
C'est juste le paragraphe de l'avis de motion qui était qui n'avait pas été modifié.
OK. Les élus municipaux québécois solidaires du peuple ukrainien. Québec elected municipal officials in solidarity with the Ukrainian people. Jean Provozar. Isabelle, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que la municipalité condamne avec la plus grande fermeté l'invasion de l'Ukraine par la Russie. Que la municipalité joigne sa voix en concert des nations pour appeler la Russie à mettre fin à son agression et à retirer toutes ses forces de l'Ukraine. La municipalité demande au gouvernement du Canada de prendre toutes les mesures nécessaires pour amener la Russie à abandonner son attitude belliqueuse. Que la municipalité invite ses citoyens à participer à l'effort de solidarité envers les peuples ukrainiens. Que la municipalité déclare son intérêt à contribuer à cet effort collectif et humanitaire et invite tous les groupes intervenants à se mobiliser pour organiser l'accueil de ces personnes réfugiées sur notre territoire. Que copie de cette résolution soit envoyée au premier ministre du Canada, M. Trudeau, à la ministre des Affaires étrangères, Mme Mélanie Joly, au premier ministre du Québec, François Legault, à l'ambassade de la République d'Ukraine, à l'ambassade de la Fédération de la Russie, la Fédération québécoise des municipalités, aux médias régionaux et nationaux. Puis là, on va rajouter qu'on donne un don de...
Que la municipalité démontre son engagement de façon concrète par une contribution à la Croix-Rouge de 1 000
Pour
l'Ukraine.
Pour l'Ukraine. So it's proposed and resolved that the municipality condemns in the strongest terms the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. The municipality joins its voice to the concert of nations to call on Russia to end its aggression and to withdraw all its forces from Ukraine. The municipality asks the government of Canada to take all necessary measures to induce Russia to abandon its belligerent attitude. Municipality invite the citizens to participate in the solidarity efforts towards the Ukrainian people. The municipality declare its interest in contributing to the collective and humanitarian effort, invite all groups and stakeholders to mobilize to organize the reception of these refugees on our territory. Let a copy of this resolution be sent to the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mélanie Joly, the Premier of Quebec, François Legault, the Embassy of the Republic of Ukraine, the Embassy of the Russian Federation, the Quebec Federation municipalities, and the regional and national media. So this is a resolution that all municipalities in the province are putting out to back the Ukraine. And we're also, in this same resolution, we're donating $1,000 to the Red Cross for the Ukrainian situation. On behalf of the taxpayers. Embauche d'une coordinatrice des finances, hiring a finance coordinator. Ça, c'est proposé par? Denis propose. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le maire directeur général sera autorisé à signer un contrat de travail avec Mme Christelle Solaire, selon les termes de la lettre d'embauche déposée par le directeur général au caucus le 3 mars 2022. Mme Christelle Solaire soit également nommée griffière trésorière adjointe et par ce fait qu'elle soit autorisée, en l'absence du directeur général, à signer les effets bancaires et tous les documents en lien avec les finances municipales. L'ajout de la signature Mme Christelle Solaire sur les effets bancaires ou tout autre document en lien avec les finances municipales libère Mlle Louise Poulin de cette charge. Le conseil municipal souhaite le remercier d'avoir accepté les signataires pendant l'intérim. So it's proposed and resolved that the mayor and director general be authorized to sign a contract of employment with Christelle Solaire according to the terms of the hiring letter submitted by the director general to the caucus of March 3, 2022. Mrs. Christelle Solaire be appointed assistant clerk treasurer and thereby be authorized in the absence of the director general to sign bank notes and any other documents related to the municipality's finances. In addition of the signature of Mrs. Christelle Solaire on the bank effects or any other document related to municipal finances, releases Mrs. Louise Poulin from this charge. The City Council would like to thank her for agreeing to be signatory during in the interim. Démission de Yannick Poirier, Directeur de Travaux Publics. Resignation Yannick Poirier, Director of Public Works. Ça, c'est proposé par... Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal accepte avec regret la démission de M. Yannick Poirier et remercie ce dernier pour tous les services rendus à la municipalité pendant plus d'un an. So it's proposed and resolved the municipal council accept with regret the resignation of Yannick Poirier and thanks the latter for all the services rendered to the municipality for more than 1 year. Autorisation du directeur général pour l'embauche d'une technicienne comptable. Authorization to the general director to hire an accounting technician. Ça, c'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal embauche Mme Mlle Tania Marcotte à titre de technicienne comptable pour la municipalité Grainville-sous-la-Rouge pour une période de 6 mois selon les termes de la convention collective de la lettre d'entente intervenue avec le syndicat canadien de la fonction publique portant sur la période d'essai de 6 mois ci-haut mentionnée et ce, conditionnellement à la réussite d'un examen médical et la vérification d'antécédents judiciaires. Il est également résolu d'autoriser le directeur général a signé une lettre d'entente avec le syndicat canadien des fonctions publiques. To propose and resolve the municipal council hire Mrs. Tania Marcotte as an accounting technician for the municipality of Grainville-sous-la-Rouge for a period of 6 months, according to the terms of the collective agreement and the letter of agreement entered into with the Canadian Union of Public Employees relating to the trial period of 6 months mentioned above, and this conditional on the success of a medical examination and verification of criminal records. It is also resolved to authorize the Director General to sign the letter of agreement with the Canadian Union of Public Employees. Mandat à l'Agence Groupe Sûreté en lien avec l'application du règlement municipal sur la circulation et le stationnement sur le territoire de la municipalité.
Monsieur le maire, yeah. Excuse. On suit les résolutions, mais Mme Jutram faisait remarquer qu'il manque une résolution, le texte de la résolution pour l'embauche de l'adjointe à l'urbanisme. Il s'agit de Mme Degong qui a...
Et où ça, ce texte?
Le texte n'est pas là, mais l'essentiel du texte est dit que Mme Degong a passé les entrevues et que le conseil nous autorise, vous et moi, à signer son embauche.
C'est une période d'essai de 6 mois comme
il y a une période d'essai comme tous les autres employés syndicats, les syndiqués.
Je vais préciser ces 6.10 à la fin. We're linking to point 6.10 of the agenda that is missing in the plan.
And we're missing in a resolution, prepared resolution advance. So, qui propose?
Moi.
Qui propose? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
That, what's your name?
Madame Degong.
Jessica.
Her first name.
Jessica.
Jessica Degong. Degong.
Gongre, G-R-E.
Degong, Gongre, OK.
Soit embauché à titre d'adjointe à l'urbanisme.
OK, do that in English?
Yes, it's a resolution that was not in the copied file.
Yeah.
Saying to the effect that Madame Degong, the mayor and I are authorized to sign the hiring of Madame Degong following medical and criminal records
verification,
and that according to the working conditions in the collective agreement.
Okay. Mandat de l'agence Groupe Sûreté, mandate de Groupe Sûreté. Proposé par? Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise le maire et le directeur général à signer tout contrat découlant à l'offre de service de groupe sûreté le plus bas soumissionnaire. Un montant maximum de 10 000 nécessaire à la réalisation de ce contrat sera prévu du poste budgétaire 02-230-419. Le conseil municipal autorise les employés de la firme groupe sûreté à agir sur son territoire afin de faire respecter le règlement ARA 605-04-27. Et ses amendements concernant la circulation et stationnement sur le réseau routier de la municipalité et ce, dans les limites de la loi. Dans le but de s'assurer que l'ensemble de la réglementation puisse être appliquée, le Conseil confère tous les droits et les pouvoirs inhérents à M. Marc Beaulieu à titre de fonctionnaire désigné responsable de la délivrance des permis, des certificats d'autorisation, de la surveillance et de l'application de toutes les lois et règlements municipaux en vigueur et plus précisément, sans être restrictif, les pouvoirs autorisés par l'article 10.2 du règlement ARA 605-04-27 et ses amendements concernant la circulation et le stationnement sur les réseaux routiers de la municipalité. So it's proposed and resolved that the Council authorize the Mayor, Director General, to sign any contract resulting from the service offered to Groupe Sûreté, the lowest bidder. A maximum amount of $10,000 required for the execution of this contract will be taken from budget item 02230419. The Council authorizes the employees of Groupe Sûreté to act in its territory in order to enforce the bylaws RA 605-04-2017, and its amendments on traffic and parking on the road network of the municipality and within the limits of the law. In order to ensure that all regulations can be applied, the Council confers all the rights and powers inherent to Mr. Mac Beaulieu as designated officer responsible for issuing permits, certificates, and authorization, and the monitoring and enforcement of all applicable municipal laws and regulations, and more specifically, without being restrictive, the power authorized by Section 10.2 of the bylaw RA 605-04-2017 and its amendments regarding traffic and parking on the road network of the municipality. Modification au contrat de Mlle Carole Gertin, amendment to Ms. Carole Gertin's contract. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Mais non,
tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'approuver l'augmentation salariale de 3% accordée à Mlle Carole Gertin selon la discussion tenue lors du caucus du 3 mars. So it's proposed and resolved to approve a 3% salary increase granted to Mrs. Carole Gertin according to discussions held during the caucus of March 3rd, 2022.
Sir, with the permission of the Council, I'll change the word salary and salaire for rate and taux. She is a travail autonome, independent worker,
yeah.
So she presents details rather than submit an annual, a weekly
Our list. Utilisation de destruction de documents. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je propose
Isabelle. Isabelle, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'approuver la liste de destruction des archives préparées par Mélanie Jacques, adjointe administrative, et d'autoriser le graphier trésorier à procéder à la destruction de ces documents. It's proposed and resolved to approve the list of destruction of the archives prepared by Mélanie Jacques, Executive Assistant, and to authorize Secretary Treasurer to proceed with the destruction of these documents. Vente de matériel excédentaire, sale surplus material. So, ça, c'est proposé par?
Moi,
Patrice. Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'autoriser le directeur général à procéder à la mise de vente de camions Zero Sterling 2006 avec équipement de déneigement. Et d'en disposer en fonction de meilleur prix offert. Ça va pas au SRAO, ça?
Oui, mais le SRAO va afficher ça. Ça va être une vente aux enchères.
OK. So it's proposed and resolved to authorize the Director General to proceed with the sale of the old 10-wheeler truck, Sterling truck, 2006, with the snow removal equipment that's on it, and dispose of it based on the best price offered.
Je peux rajouter, si vous êtes plus à l'aise, via SEAO.
Well, that's what, I think that's what
we... C'était l'engagement qu'on avait pris, mais on va le mettre à l'intérieur de la résolution.
OK. Attribution d'un contrat pour l'installation d'un ponceau sur le chemin Avoca, awarding of a contract for the insertion covered on the Avoca Road. Was this recommended by our engineers, Mark? Did we run it by the engineers?
It was run by the engineers. I do not know if they got back to Yannick or not. To allow us to get out of this or not to be committed, we can authorize you and I to sign the contract if approved by the engineers, rather than...
Well, recommended by. They don't have to approve it, but at least recommend
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. Donc, ce serait, il est proposé par d'autoriser le maire et le directeur général à accepter la soumission d'Interchantier pour un montant de, excluant les taxes applicables, sur recommandation de la firme d'ingénierie.
Well, it'll be after verification by the mayor and the director general, like we usually write. There.
Something like that.
Just put that in the end. So, Interchantier Inc. is the lowest bidder?
Yes, there was several bidders. We were surprised by the amount. There was quite a bit of difference in prices. But Yannick made a few calls, and supposedly Interchantier are a reliable contractor.
So it goes from $256,700 to $599,812. Look at the variations of the price.
Which offer is that, Mr.?
That's the one at
Constantino.
Constantino. The deep one.
Yeah.
So it's a good price. Est proposé par...
Oui.
Denis, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
et d'accepter la soumission d'Intage Chantier Inc. pour le montant de 256 700 $ et 74 sous, excluant les taxes applicables, représentant le prix le plus bas soumissionnaire. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés à même du compte 23 04 41 49 70, de tout selon après vérification et approbation par le directeur général de maire. So it's proposed and resolved the submission from Intage Chantier Inc. for an amount of $256,700.74, excluding applicable taxes, representing the price of the lowest bidder. Necessary funds will be deducted from the account 23-04149-710. And this is after verification by the Mayor and Director General. Autorisation d'achat de 1000 tonnes de sable d'hiver. Authorization of purchase of 1,000 tons of winter sand. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Nathalie.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise l'achat de 1000 tonnes de sable d'hiver auprès d'Asphalte Pavage RF pour un montant de 17 000. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés au poste budgétaire 02-330-00622. That's a lot more expensive.
More expensive than what, sir?
Than what we paid last time around.
Yes, but it's a different type of sand. It's slightly bigger. And there are winter conditions included in that.
Yeah.
And...
Anyway, we don't have any choice. We've got to finish the winter, so... So it's proposed and resolved. Municipal Council authorizes the purchase of 1,000 tons of winter sand from Asphalte Pavage RF for an amount of $17,000. Necessary funds will be taken from the budget 02330-00622. It's at a point to remark now that chip stone is going to end up being cheaper than buying sand. Because you only use half of it. But we're going to check that next year. It's almost at that point.
I agree. You want me to note, not in the, in my book, not in the resolution.
That's right.
Okay.
Autorisation d'acheter un camion F250 usagé équipé d'un haillon évaluateur hydraulique Tommy Gate. Authorization to buy a used F250 truck equipped with a Tommy Gate. C'est proposé par?
C'est proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que la municipalité autorise le directeur général à acheter un camion Ford F250 usagé équipé d'un baillon et des batteurs hydrauliques au montant maximum de 45 000 avant taxe. Cette dépense sera payable à même des fonds de roulement de la coordinatrice des finances est autorisée à transférer les fonds de roulement au montant suffisant pour payer cette dépense remboursable sur une période de 4 ans. This proposed and resolved, municipality authorized director general to purchase a used Ford F250 truck pickup equipped with a Tommy Gate for a maximum amount of $45,000 before taxes. This expense will be payable from the Working Capital Fund, and the finance coordinators authorized transfer from the Working Capital Fund the amount sufficient to pay this reimbursable expense over a period of 4 years. Autorisation d'acheter un camion F550 usagé Sirou. Authorization to buy a used Ford F550 truck, six-wheeler.
Used or new.
Used or new, yeah. Used or new. So, ça c'est proposé par?
Je vais le proposer, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Que la municipalité autorise le directeur général à acheter un camion Ford F550 usagé ou neuf, au montant maximum de 70 000 avant taxe. Cette dépense sera payable au même des fonds de roulement. Le coordonnatrice de finances autorisée à transférer les fonds de roulement au montant suffisant pour payer cette dépense remboursable sur une période de 4 ans.
I will add your name next to mine, sir, on that resolution.
On both of them, please. If you don't mind.
No, no, not at all.
Is proposed by councillor and resolved that the municipality authorize the director general and the mayor to purchase a used Ford F550. Not the mayor's not going to, well, whatever. Purchase a used Ford F550 truck equipped with a Tommy Gate for a maximum amount of $70,000 before tax.
The 550 will not have Tommy Gate.
Wait a minute, there's no Tommy Gate on that?
No, sir.
How did I get in there?
Cut and paste, sir.
Okay. For a maximum amount of $70,000 before taxes. This expense will be payable from the working capital fund. The finance coordinator is authorized to transfer from the working capital fund the amount sufficient to pay this reimbursable expense over a period of 4 years. Dépôt du rapport annuel 2021, deposit of the 2021 annual report. So that's just deposits, c'est juste un dépôt. Autorisation de d'embaucher les pompiers volontaires, authorization to hire volunteer firefighters. Ça, c'est proposé par
Patrice,
tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'autoriser la direction de la sécurité d'incendie à combler deux postes de pompiers volontaires et embaucher Maxime Pilon et Thierry Pajot pour une période de probation de 250 heures. Je propose un résultat pour authorize the safety department director to fill two volunteer firefighter positions and to hire Maxime Pilon and Thierry Pajot for a preparationary period of 250 hours. Utilisation de participation in formation, authorization to participate in training. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Isabelle.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'autoriser le pompier Julien Sauvé du Casan 1 et Charles Robitaille Casan 3 à assister à la formation d'opérateurs d'autopompe au printemps 2022 au coût de 417 et 15 chacun. Les fonds nécessaires seront prévus au poste budgétaire 02-220-00-454. So it's proposed and resolved to authorize firefighters Julien Sauvé from Station 1 and Charles Robitaille from Station 3 to attend the pumper operating training program in the spring of 2022 at a cost of $417.15 each. Necessary funds will be taken from the budget item 02220-00454. Adoption du règlement numéro IRA 701-02-2022 de développement économique, Réno Façade. So this is, and we don't have it in English, do we? No.
It's Manon Jutras that will...
Yeah, I see that. So, ça c'est proposé par Manon. Est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui, oui.
Puis je dispense de lecture, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Parce qu'il est long en tabarouette. So, this is a bylaw that allows the municipality to invest in repairing in certain areas of the municipality. Our citizens are allowed to make a request for subsidized. To get a subsidy from the municipality to repair the fronts of their houses. This has been budgeted for, and this is the fifth year that we're applying it, I think.
Fourth or fifth, sir.
Fourth or fifth year.
The changes this year is an increase in the amount admissible.
Yeah, it went from 1,000 to 1,500, right?
Yes, 50% of an expense up, reimbursable up to $1,500. And the deadline for application is June 30th.
Okay. Octroi d'un aide financière au centre communautaire de la vallée d'Arrington. Provision of financial assistance to Arrington Valley Community Center. So, ça, c'est proposé par?
Moi,
Patrice, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
D'octroyer une aide financière de 3 600 au centre communautaire de la vallée d'Arrington pour aider à assurer une pérennité. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés au compte 02-701-91-999. So it's proposed and resolved to provide $3,600 in financial assistance to the Arrington Valley Community Center to help ensure its sustainability. Necessary funds will be taken from account 02-701-91-999. Cotisation annuelle du FADOC, annual contributions to FADOC. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais proposer, mais seulement Manon.
Manon, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
De payer la cotisation annuelle au montant de 125 pour devenir membre associé municipal au FADOC. Les montants nécessaires sont prévus au compte 02-130-00-494. So it's proposed and resolved to pay an annual fee in the amount of $125 to become a municipal associate member of FADOC. The necessary funds will be withdrawn from account 02-13,494. And if the people are wondering what FADUC is, their mission is to help bring together people that are 50 years old and over, help them and maintain and improve their quality of life. So we're just members of that. Dépôt de la lettre de remerciement au Centre communautaire Campbell, tabling the letter of thanks to Campbell Community Center. Ça, c'est un dépôt. Certificat de crédit, Marc.
Alors, je suis signé Marc Beaulieu, greffier trésorier de la municipalité de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, certifie sous mon serment d'office que les crédits sont disponibles pour payer toutes les dépenses autorisées lors de la présente séance. I, the undersigned Marc Beaulieu, clerk, treasurer of the municipality of Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, certify under my oath of office that credits are available to pay all the expenses authorized in the current meeting.
And before we go to the last period, a question period, avant d'aller au dernier période de questions, là, je vais lire mon mot du maire qui va être envoyé à nos citoyens, mais pour ceux qui écoutent l'enregistrement sur l'Internet, mais je vais vous le lire. Chers citoyens et citoyennes de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, enfin, il semble que l'hiver touche à sa fin, que le printemps approche à grands pas. J'aimerais profiter de l'occasion pour remercier nos cols bleus pour leur entretien continu de nos routes après un hiver au-dessus de la moyenne. C'est avec regret que je dois vous informer que notre directeur des travaux publics a démissionné de son poste afin d'occuper un poste similaire dans une municipalité près de chez lui. Je tiens à le remercier pour son travail acharné et je lui souhaite bonne chance dans son nouvel emploi. Je ne peux qu'espérer que nous pourrons le remplacer par quelqu'un d'égale compétence. Sur le même sujet, comme tant d'organisations, nous avons malheureusement été frappés par des départs et des conditions de marché difficiles pour les ressources humaines. Si vous êtes allé à l'hôtel de ville, vous avez peut-être remarqué que certaines personnes sont parties et que d'autres ont changé de poste, ont été embauchés ou commenceront à travailler sous peu. Merci à l'ensemble du personnel qui travaille dur pour minimiser l'effet de ces nombreux changements sur les opérations. Et merci à tous, vous, citoyens, pour votre patience et votre compréhension. Nous avons de nombreux projets de travaux publics qui sont sur le point de commencer lorsque la température le permettra, soit le chemin Avoca, Kilmer, Rouge, Harrington, Scotch, la rue des Arpents Verts et autres. Ces projets peuvent causer et causeront des retards dans vos horaires de transport. Certains nécessiteront des détours de vos itinéraires habituels. Je vous demande de faire preuve de patience et de compréhension. Nous ferons de notre mieux pour effectuer les travaux dans les meilleurs délais. Dans un autre ordre d'idée, j'aimerais répondre au bulletin de M. Lauzon que vous avez reçu récemment au sujet de la maladie chronique des cervidés. Je suppose que M. Lauzon n'a pas été correctement informé par son gouvernement de ce que nous, les élus municipaux, avons fait au sujet des terres contaminées sur le chemin Avocat dans notre municipalité. Tout d'abord, nous avons toujours été disponibles pour discuter de la question. Pour discuter, nous devons savoir exactement ce qui se passe. Lorsque nous avons demandé des informations sur la situation, on nous a refusé l'accès. Nous n'avons donc pas fait une demande officielle par le biais. Nous avons donc fait une demande officielle par le biais du processus d'accès à l'information. Et finalement, en février dernier, 11 mois plus tard, nous avons reçu plus ou moins 900 pages d'informations. Nous avons examiné les renseignements reçus et procédé à l'application de nos règlements municipaux. Et, conformément à nos règlements, nous avons avisé le propriétaire et les organismes gouvernementaux qu'aucun site d'enfouissement de déchets biologiques ou tout autre type de site d'enfouissement n'était autorisé et qu'il devrait procéder immédiatement à la décontamination des terres. En réponse à notre avis, nous avons récemment reçu une déclaration des représentants légaux du propriétaire nous informant qu'ils travaillaient sur un plan de décontamination du site. Donc, en terminant sur cette question, j'espère qu'en travaillant ensemble, nos gouvernements feront le ménage pour nous et pour les générations futures. Je désirais également vous faire savoir que nos réunions de conseil sont à nouveau ouvertes au public, et ce, selon les lignes directrices établies par le gouvernement. Au plaisir de vous voir à notre réunion ou à d'autres occasions. So I'll read it in English. Dear citizens of Grandville, La Rouge, finally it seems that winter is coming to an end and spring is around the corner. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our blue-collar workers for their steadfast care of the roads following an above-average winter. With regret, I must inform you that our Public Works Director has resigned his position in order to take on a similar position in a municipality near his home. I would like to thank him for his hard work and wish him good luck in his new location. I can only hope that we can replace him with someone of equal competence. On the same topic, like so many organizations, we have unfortunately been hit by departures and tough human resource market conditions. If you have been at the City Hall, you may have noticed that some people have left and that others have changed positions, have been hired, or will start work shortly. Thanks to the entire staff that is working hard to minimize the effects of these many changes on the operations. And thanks to you, citizens, for your patience and understanding. We have many public work projects that are about to start when weather permits, namely Avoca Road, Kilmore Road, Rouge Road, Arrington Front Road, Scotch Road, Pontvaille Street, and others. These projects may and will cause some delays in your normal transport schedules and routes. Some will require detours of your normal routes. I ask you for your patience and understanding. We will do our best to keep them as short as possible, short-lived as possible. On another note, I would like to address Mr. Luzon's newsletter that you recently received concerning the chronic waste disease. I guess that Mr. Luzon was not properly briefed by his government on what we, the elected municipal officials, have been doing in relation to the contaminated lands on Avoca Road in our municipality. First of all, we have always been available to discuss the issue. In order to discuss, we need to know exactly what's going on. When we requested information on the situation, we were denied access. So we then made an official request through the Access of Information process, and finally last February, 11 months later, we received plus or minus 900 pages of information. We reviewed the information received and proceeded with applying our bylaws, and as per our bylaws, we notified the owner and government agencies that no biological waste landfill site of any other type of landfill site were permitted, and that they had to proceed immediately to have the lands decontaminated. In answer to our notice, we recently received a statement from the legal representatives of the owner notifying us that they were working on a plan to decontaminate the site. So in closing on the issue, I am hopeful that by our governments working together, we will get this mess cleaned up for us and the future generations. And just to let you know, the council meetings are again open to public within the guidelines established by the government. Looking forward to seeing you at our meetings or at other occasions. And now, we'll take the second question here. Jim Peria, the question. Yes, sir.
Mayor, since the authorization to purchase and use F-250, what years is that to? Have they bought it yet?
No, we haven't bought it yet. We're looking. We're looking. We're going to try to keep it as the least kilometers possible and the youngest possible.
And will the F-550 have plow equipment put on it?
No, it's going to be... if we find a used one that has it, fine.
Okay.
Then we'll see. But right now we are looking at a new one for that price. But it's... We don't know when we'll get it, and they don't know when they'll receive it. And the one that we're ordering, or that we ordered, which we don't really have to buy if we don't need it or don't want it anymore, it's got heftier front end for snow plows and everything else. That's how we ordered it. But the problem is we don't know if we're going to get it.
Because the one we have now has one. There's a plow equipment on it.
That's correct. Yeah. We have one new one, we have one old one that we managed to keep it going, but it's about ready to go. That's why we're looking for another one to replace it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you not think you should have been looking at GMCs or Dodges?
Yeah. Do I have to answer that? They look great. In the parking lot, they look good. Any other questions? No question. Yes, sir.
On your awarding of a contract on the culvert on Avoca Road, what's the quality of that work that that company is going to do? Because the highest bidder was more than twice what he ordered. Is there something different?
No, no, they had a tender document. The specifications are there, so it doesn't matter who does it. They have to follow the specifications.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah, that's why sometimes it pays to go to tender.
Mm-hmm. Also, the group security change that you made, that's taking that work from the police force that we pay to do that work?
But they don't do it. That's why we hire these people. They were there. We've been hiring additional security now for 4 years, and they were the ones that supplied it last year.
I see. So we can presume then we're going to get better service from the police force in terms of break-ins and recovery and whatnot.
We invest almost $500,000 a year in them. So, I mean, when we, I guess on occasions they do show up there when there's problems on parking on the roof and we need their assistance. Let's say we have to tow people out or something, then we have no choice to get them. But they don't have time to give tickets. You know, we do get them when Mark calls for specific situations like cars parked in the way or cars parked on all the sidewalks in Calumet because they can't see the parking on the other side of the street. Then we have to get the police in order to tow them out of there.
I see.
So they do come on occasions to deal with those situations.
The other one was 6.5 where we are looking at an expense of an area $920,000 and taking a loan for that amount of money.
Yeah, we have to finance the job.
But you're also getting a grant of $1,479,000.
Yeah.
Why would you take a loan for that full amount when but you're getting a grant?
Because the grant doesn't finance the loan. Like, let's say you take a loan over 25 years, the government's going to make its payment on its chunk. So they'll give you the money for their chunk, their share, and then we have to pay our share. But we have to carry the loan. They don't carry the loan.
The government will pay us over 10 years. When the amount is over $100,000, the government, instead of giving us a lump sum, will give us capital and interest over 10 years. So we have to support the whole amount.
We finance the jobs, like in the sense that we use our credit to borrow the money.
Sure, I understand that, but in actual fact, if you subtract those two numbers, that's what the job actually costs.
That's right.
For us. So in this case, the cost to the municipality of a $2 million job would be roughly $469,000, if I remember the amount correctly.
Sure.
So over the next 10 years, every year we'll finance maybe $25,000. 40,000, yeah, and the government will give us another 60,000 to complete the payments. And as a municipality, we do payments twice a year.
Just how that works.
That way, the government doesn't have to show debt. It's a way for the government to subsidize municipalities, make loans, and show no debt for it, because the debt is on the name of the municipality. To them, it's an expense, not a debt.
Yes, sir.
On the Deer Farm, if I read this right, Harper's have said they're willing to decontaminate?
Harper's lawyers. Harper's lawyers in a letter stated that they're working on a decontamination plan.
You didn't see it?
Pardon?
You guys haven't seen that plan?
The plan? No, not the plan. We haven't seen the plan. They said they're working on a plan. But we're step by step. We asked our lawyers to get updates and schedules, so we're getting there.
When I spoke to Mr. Lozon's man in Gatineau today.
Yeah.
He was a very pleasant person to talk to, and I think everybody should call the number on the bottom of that letter that he sent around. This guy was very easy to talk to, very understanding, he's bilingual. The number is the Buckingham one now.
Yeah, but why do you want me to call him?
Eh?
Why would you want me to call him?
Well, I think it's important that they understand that the citizens are upset.
Yeah, but what did he tell you?
Eh?
What did he tell you?
He told me he would explain that to Mr. Lauzon, and he asked me for my number, so Lauzon told me that.
So you're expecting a call from Mr. Lauzon?
I don't know. But if you told me you were going to call me, I'd expect you to call me.
Yeah. Let's see if he calls you and what he tells you.
Well, I'll let you know if he called me. I also explained to him a lot of things that went on there. Like, most people don't know in spring and fall those animals went a month without any water to drink if it didn't happen to snow.
But that's the past. There's not much we can do about that now. They're gone then. So.
They are.
You know, and again, that part of the, like, that doesn't fall under the federal government agency either, how they treated their animals. That would have been the Ministry of Agriculture, Quebec Ministry of Agriculture's responsibility while they were raising the deers.
And you said they only had a license for pasture, not for feedlot.
That was another problem. There were a lot of problems that came up once this whole thing blew up in our face, and then we saw what was going on. But it is what it is. It's gone now, so we don't have to worry about that happening up there again anyways. And now our main concern and our main goal is to get the damn place cleaned up as soon as possible. So we're working our way towards that.
And there's another one near Lachute that I've told you about that is the same or worse.
Yeah, the MRC is looking at the possibility of perhaps putting rules in place identical to what we did here in our municipality, in our zoning bylaws, where, you know, that kind of farming can only be done inside of a building with a double fence surrounding the building. They're no longer allowed outside. Because the law requires us to allow the activity somewhere. So in our case, we put it down here at the southern end of the municipality in one zone, but those are the conditions that are attached to anybody who wants to start farming or raising deer. That's how we did our thing here now. The MRC looked at that, and they're possibly going to be putting it across all of the municipalities in the MRC. To avoid this happening again. You know, they see the problem that we're living, and they see it's not easy to clean up a mess too. So if we can put laws in place to avoid or to prevent this from happening, that's what we're going to do. So that's what we did right away.
And this guy did not know that Harper got into the same mess in two places in the USA.
I don't know what they know. They're the feds. All they mentions in his newsletter is that they have the problem in other provinces in Canada, and I imagine it's out of control, or by the sounds of it, there's no controls in place. So, but we don't want that here.
No, I understand. Thank you.
Will they ever have a deer? What I hear you saying is that they can never operate a deer farm back on that.
No,
again.
That's correct.
Yeah. Good. I have a couple questions.
Yes.
Is there a way I can get a copy of that notice that was sent out by Mr. Lauzon? I didn't get a copy at my place. So. Oh, okay.
I sent it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
there's one here. Oh, well, if you don't want it, thank you. And the second thing is back to the Luc Civité. Now, it was $38.86 per hour for a maximum of $10,000.
How many hours are they working, though? For a week or just the weekend?
They switch it around during the high season so that people don't really know when they're going to show up.
Okay.
So
roughly 15 hours a week.
Yeah, I figured they're probably there more on the weekends because that's when the problem happens. So.
Top secret information.
Oh, yeah. I
could tell you, but after that.
Don't say it.
I take them drive up there to see how it goes sometimes. Yeah. You don't find them there on a Tuesday morning.
No.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir.
A couple of questions. The Avoca Road culprit that you're talking about, is there going to be plans to have a
the one that that we gave tonight, that's the one at the Constantino intersection. They're working under the road, not above. It's a liner that goes in the pipe. So they're going to put a pipe inside the existing pipe and then seal everything.
Well,
in.
It's a square culvert.
That's right. So they're going to put a pipe inside that pipe. And then they're going to seal it up with concrete.
So they're not tearing the road apart.
That's right.
Next question. The documents that you want to destroy,
what do they do? Most of them are like old election, ballots and nothing important. Like I go through the list every time. And when I see something of historic or something of importance, we put it aside. So that's what we've been doing.
Pay stub, pay sheet.
Yeah, and most of it is just...
It's 2013, 2014.
Yeah, but it's old stuff that's not worthwhile keeping. So anything of any importance. Most of the stuff, when they built the new office here, they took the stuff from the safe from the old office and they sent that to Montreal. So as soon as we're done cleaning up this mess of boxes that are here, we're going to repatriate all that stuff. Because a lot of our historical stuff is still there.
Some of that stuff might be important someday. You can put it on a file. You don't need to keep boxes of paper.
No, I agree. But then these things here, it's not even, like, I wouldn't be surprised. They're already in the computers,
yeah,
most of this stuff.
Even paper copies, like, let's say, those resolutions today. So what's in those boxes, it's like copies of those resolutions. But we have a book with all the minutes that is here for forever, even in paper. So it's just like doubles of stuff.
Tender documents for contracts giving it out 15 years ago. Yeah, goes pretty quickly, so.
So what she's the lady, she went through all the documents one by one, and then whatever was no longer needed legally, out it goes. So it will make room.
Okay, another question. I want to get back to the deer farm. Is there anything to find out how many employees are going to be out of there now?
Total, you have.
Like we seem to be.
Well, that's it. That's what's happening right now.
We're overstaffed in some places.
Oh, we're not overstaffed, I can tell you that.
You want me to go over the last 6 months?
No.
I'm not asking for that right now. I'm
The public works there, the blue collars, there's like 10 guys at the road. There's Amy in the office there looking after the administration on that end of things, or the paperwork on that end. And then there's Jimmy as our supervisor, and Yannick was our director. That's the blue collars and the road crew. And in the office here, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six right now, right?
There's Lise. She's not in because of an accident she's had. There's and she took the place of an inspector, so she started as an inspector last December. There's Miriam, who's also helping with licenses, and she's also taking care of environment issues, starting with septic systems, wells, beavers, watershed.
You got eight white collars right now, and that should be there. Okay, there should be, but some of them are sick, and some are being replaced. So there's what you saw, names will go through, they'll be filling in those offices. And it's sometimes we hire to train to replace because we know replacements are coming. So before they leave, we want to make sure someone's capable of doing their job.
And sometimes we hire, and they resign before even starting.
Yeah, that happens too.
Because they get another offer or because...
Right now, it's like you almost have to, you know, go and steal it from the next one. So it's not easy, and it's not easy work because it's important that these people do their work right, that we don't have problems. So it requires special people, and they're not always easy to find. That's why you see so many names and so many things turning around. But I can assure you the amount of work that goes on, it takes time. You know, our budget, our annual budget is $5 million, but then if you get $5 million in grants on top of that, now you're spending $10 million. So that $10 million that you're investing or spending for the taxpayers has to be administered properly and it has to be verified. So it just gives you an idea.
For urbanism, just as an example, there was $300,000 extra revenues from tax, the mutation, droit de mutation. When you sell a house, there's a... So that
welcome tax.
Well, yeah.
That's what they call it.
So, to give you an idea, that's for each sale, there's probably 5 or 10 people calling us with their dream vision of the house. Will I be able to have a cow, a horse? Will I be able to build a second house for my parents? If I do so, how big? What are the conditions? So just that, it's probably full-time job handing out permits. Then you have somebody analyzing them. And as I it was mentioned, the inspector left, took his retirement last, that was Remy. He left last August. We found somebody who was with us 6 weeks and went back to her old employer. So we had the assistant, the old assistant for the urbanism, take the job. Now we have to replace her. And
Mark, he issues permits too when we're stuck. So, but that's not his job. He's got enough to deal with. So, you know, and it's only because it's hard to find good people. So we look and we seek and we hope we get someone good and then we try them out and if it works, it's fine, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. So not easy. When there's a new election, every time there's a new election, notice this in the province, like when there's municipal elections every 4 years, there's a lot of movement of staff. Every time. Not us, because it's all the same crew that came back in.
And some are faithful.
Yeah, and some are faithful. But
some aren't.
And some aren't. But yeah, but that's what happens. You know, the new council gets in. Let's say it's a total change. Well, then he doesn't like the director, or the director don't like them. And, you know, so then there's a flipping going on. It's something else. So anyway, we'll get through it. We always did, and we always will.
But everybody likes Mark.
Everybody likes Mark, as far as I know.
Yeah.
What could you not like? What could you not like? You see, he sits in his chair. His chair is sitting a foot lower than mine. Okay? Just to make sure that I don't feel that he's up there.
So...
Yep.
Who do we
believe
here?
I beg pardon?
Who do we believe here on the...
Not me.
What do you mean, who do you believe? What I write is what?
It's twice now Mr. Lozon has told me that he's offered help to the municipality.
He's what?
He has offered help or tried to contact the municipality, and the municipality refused. Whether he's right or not, I don't know. But is it the Quebec government? Because it shouldn't be the federal government anymore. It's not here. Now it should be in the hands. It's not the Federation for meat or whatever.
I explained in my Harvey, I explained in my newsletter what's going on right now. And that's what's going on.
Yeah,
we're applying our bylaws to clean up a mess. There's no deer farm up there.
It's not going to happen. It's impossible to happen.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's okay, Harvey. You can believe that.
No, but it is impossible. Well, they're claiming that Harper has said that he's cleaned up within maybe 5 acres. The federal government, the Quebec government, said that it'll be totally cleaned up within 2 years.
Yeah.
It did not get cleaned up. It's not going to get cleaned up. It's impossible to clean up. And all the contamination that's in the land has already gone into the waterways and into the river.
Well, I wouldn't say all of it, but some of it certainly did. But I mean, look, if you have shit running in your river for the last 20 years and nobody saw anything, no complaints anywhere.
It was brought up that it, from Arundel up, there was no contamination.
What I'm trying to say, Harvey, is that farm has been polluting the Rouge River since it started, okay? But no complaints were ever made.
Well, that went through the municipality. There was a big, the environment was so concerned because how come above Arundel, it's clean?
Yeah.
And from Arundel down, and I brought it up at the meeting, because, well, there's 3 deer farms there.
Yeah.
Does it not make sense? But nonetheless, where are we going? Could we not make a committee or something to look? Because the Quebec government's saying nothing. It's in the Quebec government's hands. The federal government has nothing to do with the cleanup because it's not a deer farm anymore.
They're going to go and test every 3 months if the...
They can do it for whatever.
And they're going to look if the fence is closed, basically.
They say that nothing can get in. While I was waiting for those 3 deer to get destroyed, I watched a fox go in and out of different pens, walked up through the road, and went right up to the deer farm at the barns. And they said nothing can drop.
And I know what you're saying. That's why we're pushing to get it decontaminated, okay? But when you have a government like the federal government who says, well, we're not going to tell you what's going on and we're not going to give you any information, you want information, go through the legal process. So that's what we ended up having to do.
That was when it was a deer park. It's not a deer park.
I'm not talking about...
No, it's the Quebec government that has the
it's
problem.
Not the Quebec government only that has the problem.
Well, it's not the federal.
Put it this way. Right now, it's under quarantine.
And
the quarantine, the people who do quarantine are the feds.
And when I walk...
Okay, I'm just telling...
The gates were wide open.
Harvey, I'm just telling you...
We locked the gates.
Not anymore, though.
Well, not anymore. How do you know? Were you there every day to see what was open and what went in and out of there? How many tractors drove in and out of there?
That's why...
He cleaned up. He drove in and out of there with his equipment.
Yeah.
And... Did anybody clean his trucks when he left?
Probably not.
No.
But that's the problem. That's why we want it cleaned up, Harvey. The sooner...
It's a government problem.
It's not
and
all...
It was a deer farm. It was a federal problem. Now it's our problem.
Yeah. But anyway, Harvey, I'm not going to... Harvey...
We're 4 years in. We only got another 5 years to go.
I guess, Harvey, you're way more aware of things than I am, so I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'll trust that what you say must be right.
Well, could we not create a committee or something?
No, I don't think we need a committee, Harvey. We're good. We're good.
It's not getting done.
Harvey, we're doing what the law requires us to do. Don't worry. So, any other questions? No? Thank you very much. The proposal to Mont d'accord?
Oui.
Merci.